from down under cyberspace at sablues.org, transmitted through the ether and downloaded to your mobile media device comes a podcast special. It is Jerome Devendan's The ABC of The Blues, Part 2. Join me as I open the vault, consult the archives, and explore the rich, fertile history of the blues. While in the archives and viewing the alphabetical listing of the musicians there, it occurred to me, why not over the next few podcasts present the ABC of the blues, whereby I go through the alphabet and for each letter select notable artists whose names start with that letter, artists who in some way are indicative of the primary aspects of the blues genre, and handpick significant blues recordings by those particular artists. This is part 2 of the ABC of the blues, and we're up to the letter J. J is for Joe. Joe who? It is Joe Hill Lewis. Let's step into the Sun Studio in Memphis and have a listen to this remarkable one-man band strut his stuff.
Yeah.
is also for JB. JB who? Why, it is JB Lenoir. His 1966 album, Down in Mississippi, was produced under the supervision of blues icon Willie Dixon. It was JB's last album before his untimely death in 1967. The album takes on issues like racial discrimination and the Vietnam War. And with JB's high, soulful tenor vocals and his wholly acoustic playing on this album, it creates an intensely personal and delightful front porch feel. Is for Junior. Junior Wells. Let's step into the smoky ambience of a night spot in Chicago's West and listen to guitarist Buddy Guy, bassist Jack Myers, drummer Billy Warren, and blowing up a storm, one Junior Wells.
Lord, mama, hey, hey, you wanna go holiday too late at night. I got a real funny feeling you don't want to treat your daddy right. I'm gonna leave in the morning and you crying can't make me stay. Hey, hey baby, oh, I'm gonna leave in the morning and you crying won't make me stay. Lord, the more you cry, baby, the more you gonna drive me away. Come on! Woman coming, coming to hold my hand. I got a real funny feeling you wanna love another man.
Is for John. John Lee Hooker, of course, born to a sharecropper family near Clarksdale, Mississippi, back in 1917. John Lee Hooker moved to Detroit in the early 1940s and by 1948 had scored his first number one jukebox hit and million seller called Boogie Chillin'.
Thank you. One night I was laying down. I heard Mama and Papa talking. I heard Papa tell Mama, let that boy boogie woogie. It's in him, and it got to come out. And I felt so good. Went on boogie just the same.
J is also for Jessie. Jessie Mayhemp Hill. She was born in 1923 in the northern Mississippi area just east of the Mississippi Delta. Her musical background began with the playing of the snare drum and bass drum in the fife and drum band led by her grandfather, Sid Hemp Hill. Her recording career was launched in the early 1980s. Here is the primal North Mississippi Hill Country Blues of Jessie Mayhemp Hill.
Take your boo-boo.
Which brings us to the letter K. K is for Kid. Kid Bailey. He was a Mississippi Delta bluesman. His one known recording session occurred way back in 1929 in Memphis, Tennessee. He is one of the most enigmatic musicians of the era. Little is known about Bailey himself. There has been some speculation that Kid Bailey was actually blues singer Willie Brown using a pseudonym. Well, let's step back in time, way back to 1929, and have a listen to the old 78 recording of Kid Bailey's Rowdy Blues.
Tie this ballast down. Yeah, I love you, baby, and I tell the world I do. And I love you, baby, and I tell the world I do. I don't love nobody whole round world but you. Ain't no use of weeping, ain't no need to cry. Ain't no use of weeping, ain't no need to cry. And I woke up cold and hang. Yes, you have been looking, woke up cold and hang. I would call that now nothing but a monkey man. Love you, baby, you so nice and brown. And I love you, baby, you so nice and brown. Cause you put up sorrow so it won't come down. Said you get that letter now, mailed in your backyard. Did you get that letter now, mailed in your backyard? It's sad what it's sad, but to best old friend have to find.
Whoops, that's no way to treat an old 78. Well, we're on the letter K. K is for Kokomo. Kokomo Arnold, he began playing in the early 1920s as a sideline while he worked as a farmhand in Buffalo, New York, and also as a steelworker in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. In 1929, he moved to Chicago and set up a bootlegging business. Well, from a 1935 recording, here is Kokomo Arnold with The Twelves.
Says I want everybody, all in line, Shake your shimmy like I'm shaking mine. You shake your shimmy, shake it fast. If you can't shake your shimmy, shimmy, yes, yes, yes. Cause she's a dirty mistreater, a robber and a cheater. Slip you into this and marble in your cousin. Let your mama do the Lord alone. Yango, your mama, out across the field, slipping and sliding, it's like an automobile. I hollered at your mama, I told her to wait. She slipped away from me just like a cat like eat, cause she'd run in the street, robber and cheater, slip it in the desert, hopper in your cousin, let your mama do the Lord. I like your mama, sister too. I did like your papa, but your papa wouldn't do. I met your papa on a corner the other day. I soon found out that he was funny that way. Caught you the dead in the street, a robber and a cheater. Slipped you in the desert, papa and your cousin. Let your mama do the Lord alone. I ride him, it's a Kokomo, now get on it, boy. Ride it. Way down yonder, New Orleans, the wildcat jumped on the sewing machine. Sewing machine, sewed so fast, sewed 99 stitches up his yes, yes, yes. Caught it a dirty mistreater, robber and a cheater. Slipped it in the desert, pop it in your cousin. Let your mama do the Lord alone. I played Jackson. Now get on it. Said God made elephant, made him stout. He wasn't satisfied until he made him a snout. He made him a snout just as long as a rail. He wasn't satisfied until he made him a tail. He made him a tail just to fan the flies. He wasn't satisfied until he made him some eyes. He made him some eyes just to look on the grass. He wasn't satisfied until he made his yes, yes, yes. He made his yes, 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 and he didn't get it fixed. He wasn't satisfied until he made him sick. He made him sick and then got him well. You know what that the big boys caught him in the hell. Caught it a dirty mistreater, robber and a cheater. Slip it in the desert, pop it in the cousin. Let your mama do the Lord alone.
Hey, yo!
K is also for Coco, Coco Taylor. Those of the politically correct persuasion may have noticed a distinct lack of females thus far in Jerome Durvandan's The ABC of the Blues. Well, making up for it is this blues belter who is worth 10 men put together. It is Chicago blues singer, popularly known as the Queen of the Blues. Here is Coco Taylor with Piece of Man.
Listen to me, I wanna tell you a thing or two. You can believe it or not, know what I'm talking about. Every word I say is true. You come home and love me, and then he's on his way. He's like a dog with a bone. He don't want it, but he won't.
Before you begin, give us your idea about where the blues really came from. Not anything that anybody's told you, but what you believe yourself or what you heard.
Well, what I believe myself and what I just mostly, since I've been going around and from a little boy on up to a man, getting old now, and I've been through places and looked in a many faces, so, and I tightened up a many traces. And the blues long years ago before colored people was free, never was a white man had the blues. In them times, nothing to worry about, but the colored man, at them times, there was hardship. Waking, getting up in the morning, 4 days, and they lay down at night, way about 9, 10 o'clock, feeding horses and milking cows, driving up the sheep and feeding up and calling up the hog every morning. So when the people in them times, they'd be sad and feeling bad, and they'd sing blues. They didn't know how to sing nothing else, but that old feeling come to them. That's what they call the blues, that old feeling. I don't guess they know what they had to say, but they began to sing. And it's just words they would put together and sing a song, just a feeling. They'd make it up, and they didn't know what they'd done itself, holler, but it's just getting a good feeling to them, see? And that's what the blues come from.
What's the first time, Huda, you ever heard anybody call a song the blues? Do you remember?
Well, my grandfather, when he used to be a boy, you know, he used to be a whiskey drinker. And he'd get together, you know, and he'd go to these sugar jumps and places like that after he was free, and they'd sing. Well, they called, they would, that feeling they have. He said, well, God said, he'd meet his brother or sister or something, and said, well, I was just worried all last night about some things, says I just got the blues. I just have blues all in my toes and everything. So I heard my grandfather, first one ever said anything about blues. He's the only first man I heard said about it, and then from then on I just went there. Well, the first song I ever heard was called The Blues with Baby I'm All Out and Down. And that was my uncle who used to sing it all the time. My name a long ways from home.
Blue, gonna spend in years all around. can use all around. Home of the brave, land of the free. I don't want to be mistreated by no bourgeoisie, Lord, in a bourgeois town. Bourgeois town. I got the bourgeois blues, I'm gonna spread the news all around.
Leadbelly. Huddy William Leadbeater, born in 1888 and died in 1949. More a folk musician than a bluesman, but he was a walking jukebox with an astounding repertoire. He took on racism in the South and also in the North when he moved to Washington, D.C., as that track Bourgeois Blues testifies. L is also for Little, Little Axe, the stage name of Skip McDonald. It was in the 1990s that McDonald assumed the moniker of Little Axe and began his fusion of blues and gospel with electronic music. Sampling, resampling, dubbing, mixing and remixing, let's have a listen to his treatment of the Sun House song Don't You Mind People Grinnin' in Your Face.
About you, your sisters and your brothers too. Don't care how you try to live, they talk about you still. Bear this in mind, a true friend is hard to find. Don't you mind people grinning in your face?
I gotta be wrong. Jump you up and down. down. So bear this in mind, a true friend is hard to find. Don't you mind people grinning in your face? Don't you mind people grinning in your face? Don't mind people grinning in your face. Just bear this in mind, a true friend is hard to find.
Excuse me, miss, for asking you this, but who may your good man be? Sugar, I know I'm a funny looking fella. Ooh, but if I clean up, won't you have a little pity on me? That's what I'm talking about, at the Astro. I'm the man that is the lightning hot one. I'll tell you what I've done. I rode old T-Mall food until I decided that I would buy me a Cadillac. Look here, I went a long way with that T-Mall. I saved pennies by pennies to get to pay a down payment on me a Cadillac. Nobody like Paul Lightning when he drive up in that T-Mall, you know how they act? Look at me and look off. I'd get me 2 bits worth of gasoline and I'd drive on. Yeah, I'd drive on, but you know, I don't know how it happened, but one day I got lucky. I got me a Cadillac, black Cadillac with white wall tires. I'm sitting up in there, I'm black, white teeth and white eyes. Yes, I did. I decided I'm gonna drive my Cadillac. They say, who? That ain't Lightning. I said, toot toot. I am, but I just blow back at him, let him know it is me. Every stop sign I'd get there, I wanted somebody to be standing there to see that I had changed that T-Mall into a Cadillac. So, last one day I drove up to the old stop sign there, and it was a pretty beautiful little girl standing up there talking to one of them slick cats, you know. He was throwing a little chain around his thing. He was telling her something at all the time. When she see that pretty Cadillac, I squatted down with it. So, he looked over and he seen that it was, you understand what I might say, well, it's a fish for her. He turned his back and went away. She said, hey, mister, how far you going there? I said, oh, kid, I'm going pretty good pieces. Why? Could I ride with you just about, another block or two? He says, I would like to. I said, oh, get in. I said, you going? I asked him, I said, you going, miss? No. I left him stand. I'm glad of my Cadillac. I drove up to a coffee house. I said, nah, I want me a cup of coffee. I pulled over to the side. I said, darling, come on in here, let's drink a cup of coffee. And what's that you want to go? I go, she said, well, wait a minute, such a beautiful car. I said, you're such a nice person. I said, look, so let me show you something. She pulled out a driving license. She said, now, I've got my driving license. And I know you're not scared to trust me. I just want to make one block. Just about time you drink that coffee, well, I'll be right back. And you know what? That made me feel good because it just looked like I'd been knowing it all the time, could trust her, you know. That's okay. I said, go ahead. She slid down the wheel and I got out. So she made that block and went right back to that boy was whistling. Just as she got there, I thought about it when I ordered my coffee. I said, I said, wait a minute. I said, now, man, trust that much money with a woman. Don't know anybody. She lied to be thinking, I'd run down there. I'm going to make that block, you understand, and catch her before she leave. I said, now, she could be going to pick up that guy. And while there she was, he getting in, I said, hold it. I said, well, a rubber on wheel is faster than rubber on heel. So I'm, yeah. I'm sure it put him down. I'm trying to catch this guy, you know, and the girl. But what had me so bad, she done slide over and he getting on the wheel. And when I got up to the scene, just about close enough, I could holler at him. I hollered. Whoa, baby. Please come on back. Oh, you got something of mine. I sure do like that's my black Cadillac in the morning. My black Cadillac in the morning. Yeah, my black Cadillac with them white wall tires. Sure drive. She said, step on it. This fast is running. He said, I don't know. I don't want to get no ticket. She said, step on this thing. Say, if it's fast as go, I don't want to ride this Cadillac no more. He said, well, I'm going to let the hammer down. He said, well, if you see a red light, run over it and get a ticket. She said, no, I ain't going to get no ticket. He said, about to make a bridge. That thing wide open, man. My black Cadillac. They left me and that was something I sure didn't like. That's my black Cadillac. My black Cadillac in the morning. Yeah, my black Cadillac with them white wall tires. And hear what she told me. I know your Cadillac is really black. I know you got the white wall tires. But I got a black man beside. White eyes and white teeth. Ooh, lightning. You can't kiss me. No lad, you can't get me. Well, it's up yesterday now. Wonder where can it be? I stopped parking lot. They done parked in the bus to block. I caught them. But what good it do? That Cadillac wouldn't run no more for me. And it wouldn't run for you.
Sam John Hopkins, better known as Lightning Hopkins. He was born in 1912 and passed on in 1982. It has been estimated that he recorded between 800 and 1,000 songs during his career. He performed regularly at clubs in and around Houston, Texas. L is also for Louisiana. Louisiana Red, born in 1932 in Bessemer, Alabama. His mother died of pneumonia shortly after his birth, and his father was lynched by the Ku Klux Klan in 1937. Well, here is Louisiana Red. Let's join him aboard the Alabama train.
Alabama train. Alabama train, take me home. Alabama train, way up here in New Jersey, long way from home. Ain't got nobody to love me. Yes, I better
L is for Little. This time around, it's Little Brother Montgomery. He was born in 1906 and died in 1985. He was a boogie-woogie and blues pianist, largely self-taught. He did not read music. He learnt band routines by ear once through an arrangement, and he had it memorized. In 2013, Montgomery was inducted into the Blues Hall of Fame. Well, let's have a listen to Little Brother Montgomery tickle and pound the ivory on this track, Vicksburg Blues. Off Jerome Divendan's The ABC of the Blues Part 2, and let's go out with an up-tempoed electric rhythm and blues number. L is for Little. It is Little Milton, born in 1934 and died in 2005. Little Milton recorded with Chess and Stax Records. He is best remembered for his R&B hits of the 60s. Here is Little Milton with If Walls Could Talk.
Hey, y'all, if walls could talk, then I'm sure you'd hear a lot of things that would make you cry, my dear. Now, ain't you glad? That walls don't talk. I tell you, they never talk. Listen, if doors could tell who turns the knob when he's away, away on his job. Now, ain't you glad? I know you ought to be glad that doors don't talk. If cars could say who's been inside and who's been taken by the ride, now ain't you glad? I know you ought to be glad that cars don't talk. Come on now. Yeah.
Been listening to Jerome Durvandan Saga of The ABC of the Blues Part 2. It was produced by David Stokel and recorded in the Bowen Studio located in beautiful suburban Adelaide. Podcasts are made available for downloading at sablues.org on the web and in the business of promoting roots and blues music since 1997, and podcasting a mature mix of rich roots and blues music since 2005. This is Jerome Durvandan speaking.